B'tachan Falai Shir 1442, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Truma. Today's shir has been generously sponsored as a Karas Atoy for the Chizik and growth from the B'tachan Falai Shirim and as a Schus for Yeshuas in specific areas. The Schus of Limud Atoy and Chizik of all of the listeners and the Schus of all of the lives that have been changed should Be'ezer Hashem send them Yeshuas and Hatzlachis La'irich Yom Tovim. We are discussing the sixth reason that the Chovos HaLevavos gives that a person can have B'tachon. And if we think about it and we internalize it, it becomes so simple and so basic. Once you internalize these ideas that he's saying in this sixth reason, it becomes so basic to understand B'tachon. It becomes simple. It doesn't need any proofs. It doesn't need any shtick l'chtayra. It's basic. And the Chovos HaLevavos is opening up for us why many people struggle with B'tachon, because they don't have this basic foundation. The goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for the person. That's step one in this sixth reason. Just simply to realize how much chesed you have. Don't be an ingrate. Don't be an individual that thinks, well, everybody has this. That is simply a kafui teiva. That's a person that doesn't begin to understand how much chesed the Rabbeinu Shlom does for him. The Rabbeinu Shlom is doing it for you, not for everybody else. He's doing it for you. Appreciate it. Don't be an ungrateful individual. And then the Chovos HaLevavos takes it a step further. And again, when we internalize this, B'tachon will be crystal clear to us. No questions and no kashes and no rayas that people bring. The Chazon Ish, this, that. All of this comes from a misunderstanding. A lack of understanding in what the Chovos HaLevavos is writing over here. You have to realize what the Rebbeinu Shlom is doing for you. Don't be such a fool. Don't think that the problem that you have now, a person needs a shidduch, a person needs a refuah, rachman al-tzlan, a person needs parnasa, whatever a person needs, now I have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is simply silliness. It's foolishness. It's not even an avera. It's just, you missed the boat in life. You simply don't understand who's taking care of you. Do you have any idea how much chesed you need to be able to get out of bed? Forget about how you're going to make your parnasa. To open your eyes, how much chesed you need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But no, that I'm not sure that. You know what I'm worried about? I want to know if I could have B'tachon that the Rebbeinu Shlom will send me parnasa. Fool. You're simply a fool. You need HaKadosh Baruch Hu for so much more than your parnasa. If you would simply take a moment to think of how much the Rebbeinu Shlom does for you, you wouldn't start to have such a conversation. You wouldn't even think in your mind, what's going to be with Parnasa? Oh, I better have B'tachon. Of course you better have B'tachon. You're relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything else. What, you think Parnasa, the Rebbeinu Shlom, is going to drop the ball? Running your spleen, that you have figured out. You know how to work your spleen. Your brain, that you worked out, that's autopilot. But Parnasa, that's where you have a problem. Or Shidduchim, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't send me the Shidduch. Foolishness. It's basic foolishness. But so many people don't realize it. You know why? Because they never took the time to internalize what the Chovos HaLevavos writes. This is not Chidushim. He says this. And he says this before Shar HaBitachon, because you have to know this before Shar HaBitachon if you want to begin to understand Bitachon. We'll Be'ezer Hashem continue.